Japan suffered through a triple disaster back in March 2011, earthquakes, tsunami, and nuclear meltdown. Hundreds of thousands of people had their lives upended. 4.5 years later, thousands of them are still living in temporary housing, waiting for their lives to return to normal. Reporter Naomi Gingold has a story of one man who took it upon himself to respond to those in need and is still doing it.
As we drive out to one of the temporary housing facilities set up after the disaster, Tayo Kanata tells me that after March 11th, people lost their ability to feel, became emotionless. It's like their hearts froze to the point where they couldn't even cry. Tayo Kanata is a Buddhist monk, and in Japan, Buddhist monks usually do funerals and deal with the bereaved. After 3/11, they and other religious practitioners were overwhelmed. Not just by the number of people affected, but by how to attend to so many who'd lost everything. Kanata started volunteering, giving out food. But after a while, he began wondering what could he do that others couldn't. He says people in the disaster area were all suffering in their own way. And most Japanese are secular, almost suspicious of anything that smacks of religion. So he says, you gotta improvise, like in jazz. The base of what we do doesn't change, but you've got a groove with it. Kanata, who is also a musician, wanted to create a place where people's emotions could start to thaw. He began traveling around the area, setting up a rotating pop-up cafe he called Café de Monk. The name is kind of a triple entendre. For one, he is a monk, but the word monku in Japanese means to complain.
Monku ni...
So he says, it's like, let it out to the monks. We will share your burden. And also, in the background, I play Thelonious Monk. Today's Café de Monk is at the Yokoyama Temporary Housing Facility in Miyagi Prefecture. Three other young monks join in, and sometimes other religious practitioners come too. It's casual, but there are a few ground rules. For one, religion is not really on the table. Kanata says we are not here to preach. On the contrary, our job is to listen. Keicho. In Japanese, deep listening. We draw out their suffering, sadness, happiness, really listen. Someone hearing their emotions and story, it's the first step for them being able to stand on their own 2 feet again. Visitors eat cake, drink coffee, there's art therapy, massages. They bead bracelets. Bracelets that are technically Buddhist rosaries, but no one mentions that or seems to care. In a lot of ways, it seems almost too ordinary. Hanging out, drinking coffee, and that is kind of the point. This sense of normality has been lacking in their lives. At the end of the day, Kanata visits the home of cafe guest Eiko Oyama to talk and pray at the Buddhist shrine set up for her 2-year-old granddaughter. She passed away from a sudden fever after coming here. Oyama tells me that they sometimes have other gatherings in the community room, but... This is different. Here, we're relying on each other, right? When they do Café de Monk, a lot of people come, and we're able to open our hearts to each other. And the monks, they're really good at listening. On the drive back, I ask Kanata if he ever gets tired. He's been hosting these cafes in different places almost every week for the last 4 years. Of course I do. But there's nothing you can really do about it. I tell him he seems so genki, energetic. Sometimes I'm just totally depleted, physically and emotionally. About a year ago, he wasn't sure he could keep going. He started going to more hot springs to unwind, and when he has time, he plays his guitar around town, doing jazz or covers of the Beatles. I actually have a copy in the back. Want to hear? He hands me a recent recording. If I ever saw you, I didn't catch your name. For the world, I'm Naomi Gingold, Japan.
You are listening to The World.